Thanks for joining me. Back to your calls very shortly, but about to have a chat to the legendary New York street baller who came to Australia to play his trade as a basketballer, made a huge impact here in Australia, not just with the way he played, but the way he went about it, the way he dressed, the way he wore his hair. And he's been fantastic for the NBL for multiple seasons now, staying here in Australia, delivering his unique take on the world of basketball and the NBL. And he's been good enough to give me a couple of minutes of his time, given that LaMelo Ball, who people know from his time here in the NBL, has, you know, it's a famous family in the US, obviously. He's signed with Roc Nation, which I think is Jay-Z's management company, and he's nominated for the NBA draft, and he's going to be a huge name. He's already a huge name. It's only going to get bigger. Corey Homicide-Williams joins me. Welcome to you, Corey. Great to have you on the program.
D. Russ, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Where do I find you? Firstly, how you going?
I'm doing good. You know, despite what's going on, we all have to adjust and continue to find ways to remain positive and productive.
And you've been talking to people online, no doubt. You're a personal motivator as well. You've done a lot of work in that space, especially with young kids and those that are not as privileged as people like you and I. How's that all traveling?
Well, it's all been well. You know, that was just one of my biggest challenges at this time. You know, there's not a lot of sport, obviously. Only horse racing, I believe, in the world that's happening. So, you know, you got to find ways to stay positive, to stay productive. So I just went to social media and just, you know, decided to just talk a lot about my journey individually, you know, how I'm coping over here, talking to friends and family, talking about old battles that I had. You know, being that majority of my career has been on foreign soil, there's a lot of unwritten rules and laws on how to be able to be productive on foreign soil that a young guys that want to go down this route don't know. So I took it upon myself to just, you know, just so-called drop jewels, educate whoever needs to get this message that I'm giving out. And I just figured that would be something that'll be good for a lot of people to hear, you know, take good advice of people who, you know, didn't mess up to now want to educate you. You know what I mean? I want to give
absolutely.
You the jewels, you know, as I'm, you know, still in the game, so to speak, with my position. So, you know, a lot of times how kids are, young kids, you know, who's playing pro sports or aspiring pros, a lot of times guys are so much older and so far removed from the game, it kind of falls on deaf ears. It's like, you're not active, so how are you going to tell me? Or you messed up along the way and it didn't pan out for you, so why am I going to listen to you? And sometimes the people that's making those mistakes, those are the guys to really listen to. You know what I mean? But these knuckleheads this day and age, they don't want to listen. So I figured, you know, basically in the position that I'm in, let me just give some advice to them and hopefully they listen.
A lot of people are doing it tough around the world right now, Corey, and you did it tough. Has it helped you, you know, growing up in that tough New York, you know, gun and drug culture area that you grew up to sort of handle what it's like when your back's against the wall and you're really wondering what's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you this. Growing up in adversity early will prepare you easily for when you hit adversity late in life. I would rather grow up with a bit of adversity at a younger age because you won't be shell-shocked when it hits you later in life. You just know how to handle it easier. I think that's why I've been able to maneuver well in the world. Something that might be a big issue to you, I might look at like, this is not really that big of a deal. You know what I mean? Like, this is how you move forward and this is how you get through. And, it, you know, I'm not that shell-shocked or stressed out or don't know what to do or, you know, just stressing myself out over something that's really not big of a deal.
How are your friends and family in New York handling it?
I have friends on the front line that work in the medical industry. They're in the hospitals and they're seeing, it's bad. Let me tell you, America is really bad. When you think of Spain, you think of Italy, New York especially is really, really bad. And I just feel, I'm really scared every day. I'm on edge. You know, a couple of friends of mine died the other day and it's crazy as light as I said it with so much light. But it's just, that's just what's going on. It's like ground zero. It's,
the World Trade Center bombing was bad, and that was the worst thing that could have happened pretty much in U.S. history as of late. You know, the towers going down. There's more dead people in America right now in New York.
So you're pretty happy to be here?
The people that died at the towers. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's really
bad. You're pretty happy to be isolating here?
Well, to be honest with you, the safest place in the world is Australia. The safest place. So really happy that, you know, fortunately it worked out. And I just decided, I was like, look, I'm not going anywhere. You know, until things settle down home, I'm not going anywhere. So just making the best of the time.
Yeah, the world's turning for LaMelo Ball, though. Corey, he and LiAngelo and Lonzo, they've decided to sign with Roc Nation, I understand. Talk me through it and tell everybody a little bit more about Roc Nation.
Well, Jay-Z is hip-hop's first billionaire, if I'm correct. Dr. Dre, I think, second. He owns an entertainment management company and sports as well, which is called Roc Nation. For him to get these three gentlemen, Raymond Brothers is the actual agent, but Jay-Z owns the company. And Raymond Brothers and obviously Jay-Z collectively sat down with the Ball family and did not only just sign LaMelo, they signed all three of them. So for me, next would have to be a deal with Puma. Hence, months ago, I dropped. He got an offer by a company, which I did not name, $100 million, and a jet. This clearly is that company because it all makes sense to be up under the umbrella. For me, this is an incredible feat for the culture. We've never seen three brothers sign at the same time with one management company. And these are some huge names outside of two of the three. You know, we got to remember LiAngelo Ball, he's the third one, right? You got Melo, who's potentially the number one pick, and you got Lonzo, who 2 years ago went number three. So these are some. This is a famous family who's already well off. So they're born in fame. They're born into the fame. They already have their money, and they have their own reality show. This is a basketball Kardashian. That's what they are.
So has LaVar Ball?
It's incredible to be down with Jay-Z and with the movement and the wave that he already has. This is a great move for the Ball family.
Has LaVar Ball had the last laugh on many people who thought, you know, wasn't doing the right thing by his kids and he was too outspoken and too radical?
I think that the best thing he was able to do was be radical, was to talk his kids up. You know, everybody's mad at a father for pushing his kids loud. Can't nobody tell you what's the right way to parent a child? The way you feel it is for your child. You know what I mean? For him, had he not done these things, nobody would have known who his kids were. Think about that. People know these kids and follow them like Kardashians. You understand what I'm saying? This is a basketball Kardashian family, but their last name just so happened to be, which is so ironic, Ball.
So sending...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
If it wasn't for him, his kids would not have been known.
So sending LaMelo to Australia or having LaMelo come to Australia and playing for Illawarra has been a huge moment, not just for his development, but for Australian basketball as well in many respects, because now he's put Australia on the map in many respects. I know we've had some of the superstars of the past that have put Australia on the map before, but for him to come and play in Illawarra, he's kind of put the NBL on the map, not put an individual player and Australia on the map. And he could well end up being the owner of the Illawarra Hawks.
The best thing that could have happened to this league, outside of Larry Kesselman owning the league and resurrecting basketball, is LaMelo Ball playing in the NBL. The whole world took notice of him. And not only did they get to see this young man develop, but they saw the quality of players that are in this league, how professional it's ran, how elite the talent is, how awesome Australian homegrown talent is. You understand what I'm saying? So for him to just sign, the whole world got to see, whether they wanted to or not, whether they knew about it or not, what the NBL is about. Best thing that could have happened. And then the alignment in itself for this young superstar in the making to be going to the NBA, and he will always have that relationship with the NBA. And if he does become an owner of an NBL team, the Illawarra Hawks, the team that drafted it, I mean the team that he played for, how incredible would that be? Who's done that? 18 years old, who has done that? Man, this is a young cultural icon being shaped right in front of our eyes. We've never seen nothing like this. All I can say, D-Russ, is it was a pleasure to call games with this young man playing in it, and we saw it first.
We did. And speaking of seeing it first, Corey, you were initially a bit hesitant about boarding his plane, but you were quickly in seat 1A on the bandwagon. He's going to be, you've been saying for a year, he's going to be the number one pick. Is that still going to happen? He'll be the number one pick in the NBA draft?
And I'm glad you brought that up, D-Russ, because I don't think people understand. When that kid first landed here, before he landed, I was against it. I was like, this is not going to work. You kidding me? This is a circus coming to town. His dad talked too much. People don't like me here a lot. But I'm not going to say don't like me, but I ruffle people's feathers a lot based on the way I talk. I have nothing on LaVar Ball. LaVar would have came here. This whole experiment would have went bad. This experience would have went bad. But luckily he didn't. And because of that, Jermaine Jackson came and he did a great job holding it down, holding the young fella down. And, you know, it's been an incredible experience this past season. You know, all the way it ended, the way how it went, his experience with RJ Hampton. You know, it's just a great thing how, you know, it all went. Very, very interesting season.
So he will go number one. Where will he end up playing, do you think?
I definitely believe he's going number one. I just don't think you can pass up on a young talent, 6'7". It all depends what team goes in the lottery. You know what I mean? You still got to do lottery ball.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think you saw more of him than you would of James Wiseman. James Wiseman played one game. Nobody's drafting the number one pick, and he only played once. You don't know what he can do. With what's going on right now with the pandemic, there's no workouts, there's nothing. What are you going to base picking him off of? You don't know what he's going to do. Anthony Edwards is a guard that went to University of Georgia. He's legit. But if you got a chance to get a 6'7 point guard, 6'7 point guard? Who played in a legitimate pro league, 17-7-7, you don't take him? If you need a guard, that's the way you got to go, in my opinion.
And before I let you go, Corey, this teenager who came to Australia, LaMelo Ball, to play for Illawarra, who signed with Jay-Z's Roc Nation, how much did you say that sneaker deal that he's about to sign is going to be worth?
$100 million.
Wow.
$100 million, and you get full access, 24 hours, concierge, with that private jet. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that part of it.
What a story. What a story, Corey. Hey, it's always good to have a chat to you. I love the way you bring that energy to every broadcast we've ever done, and I love that you've brought the energy for me for a 10-minute patch of this show today. Stay safe, Corey, and we'll talk soon.
Number love, D-Russ. Always a pleasure.
The one and only Corey Homicide Williams. Take a few of your calls, 1-300-736-736. The open line, thanks to Werribee Kia, staying open to help Victorians through this. And you can join me on the Speckle text as well, 0433981116. On the Speckle text, Speckle cash loans up to $2,000, paid fast. David King also to have a chat very shortly and a couple of your calls. But looking forward to chatting to Kingy about the latest development in this little negotiation period between the AFL and the players.